Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today's hadith we'll find that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, time of Sahaba, that when they had any type of dispute, how would they reconcile, how would they sort out the dispute that they would have? And when they would have a dispute, the dispute wasn't something, was any personal vengeance, any personal differences they had with each other. It was a difference that was based on Sharia, it was based on deen. Because of some deeni difference they had, so therefore sometimes they would discontinue contact with the next person, but purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't such that they had any personal differences. And today's incident, today's waqia we'll learn, that in spite of that difference that they had, they'd go out of their way also to go and clear it up, clarify it, and make it up to see that how they could reconcile. So it was purely based on deen. Any misunderstanding also was, attempt was made to clarify and clear it up. But this is what happens when you got a very clean heart. When the hearts are clean, the hearts are pure, the love is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hate is also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing comes in between. So today we do an incident of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu and Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu is the nephew. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's sister was Asma radiallahu anha, was Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair's mother. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was actually the khala of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anha. So there was a dispute between nephew and the aunt being the khala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister's son being Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anha, and how they dealt with this dispute and how it got sorted out. Hazrat Auf ibn Malik ibn Tufail narrates that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was informed that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, who was the nephew, said with regard to a certain transaction or gift which Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had made by Allah ta'ala, if Aisha radiallahu anha does not abstain from this, I will impose restrictions on her. So what used to happen was Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, the nephew, he was the governor. Now what he would do is he would give her a stipend every month. This was after the death, the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was later on, after the Khulafa'i Rashidin, etc., he was now the governor. So what he would do is he would give a certain amount of money regularly to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu as a stipend. Now she was very, very generous. Her heart was like that, very generous. Any money she would get, she would give it away. Continuously she would gift and she would give. So Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, he felt that she, because that money was coming, she was gifting. The money was coming, she was gifting. So he thought to himself that she's doing this, so I won't give her that money. I'll hold back that money, because whatever she's getting, she's giving. So that thought went through his mind. So now this is what this hadith is speaking about. So when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha heard, she didn't hear directly from him, but she heard, like how we say via the grapevine, she heard that this, it reached her ears, that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu said that he's going to hold back this amount of money that he's giving every month. So that, now what she did, the first thing she did was she found out to say, is it true? So the first lesson we learn is anything reaches our ears and it's something important, we should investigate to see if it's true before we jump to any conclusions. So the first thing that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha did, so, and what did Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair said? He said, I will impose restrictions on her. So she said, did he really say this? So she went and found out, did he really say this? In other words, is it true? They replied, yes. She said, I take an oath in the name of Allah Ta'ala that I will never speak to Abdullah bin Zubair again. I'll never speak to him again. Because now she was giving for the sake of Allah. She felt that she was doing something that was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now by him holding back, he's preventing her from gifting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the sake of Allah ta'ala, she said this, that I take an oath in the name of Allah that I will never speak to Abdullah bin Zubair again. When the separation continued for some time, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu asked someone to intercede on his behalf. Now look at the nephew. He wasn't arrogant. He could feel, now he was feeling, he wasn't feeling comfortable that this is my aunt, my khala, this is, she's not speaking to me, and for some time now she's not speaking to me. So now he made an approach for somebody to go and speak on his behalf, to intercede on his behalf. He said, by Allah, I will never, on his behalf, but, so he went to ask this person to intercede, this person, and he explained. He said, she said, by Allah, I will never accept intercession in this regard, and I will never break my oath. So this person went to intercede, but Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha replied, that I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will never I have taken an oath in Allah Ta'ala and I will never break my oath. When it had gone too long, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu decided to speak to two other people. And these two people were who? They were Miswar ibn Makhrama and Abdul Rahman ibn al-Aswad ibn al-Yaghuth. Who were these two great Sahaba? Who were these two great people? Hazrat Miswar ibn Makhrama and Abdul Rahman ibn Aswad ibn Yaghuth. Actually, they were not Sahaba, but they were two senior people at that time. Who were they? They were from the family of mother's family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother was Hazrat Amina. So, from her family, these two great people were there. So he went and he approached them. So one thing we learn is if intercession doesn't work, next step or another step a person can use is use the seniors in the community, people who have a little bit of influence. He didn't go and now spread this news through the whole town, like what sometimes we do. We send a message on the WhatsApp that this person has broken up contact, now the message has gone viral. That's not the way of doing things, it makes things worse. But if anything happens, first thing we do is put it on the phone. That's not what they did. First he went and asked somebody to make intercede. That person went and interceded and the answer came back that I'm not going to break my oath. Now what he does, he goes to two senior people and he approaches them, and these two senior people were from the family of Rasulullah, mother's family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Miswar ibn Makhrama and Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn al-Aswad ibn al-Yaghuth. And he said to them, I beg you in the name of Allah Ta'ala to take me to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, because it is not lawful for her to take an oath to sever ties with me. So Al-Miswar and Abdul Rahman went along with him, and they too sought permission to enter the home of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So now three of them went, these two great people and Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. They said, peace be upon you together with the mercy. In other words, they made salam to her. Peace be upon you together with Allah's mercy and blessings. May we enter? She said, you may enter. They asked, all of us? She said, yes, you may all enter. Now look at the way they used. Three of them went. So two of them asked that, may we enter? And when she said, yes, you may enter, then they asked, may we all enter? In other words, they didn't tell her, Abdullah bin Zubair is with us. They didn't tell your nephew is with us. They said, may we all enter? She said, yes, you may all enter. So another thing we learn is that before you enter somebody's house, somebody's place, get permission before you enter. Even for that person that was a nephew, they got permission, but in such a way that may we all enter. She said, you may all enter, not knowing that Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu was with them. When they entered, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu went behind the parda and embraced Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, weeping and besieging her. Now also we learn that although these people were from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had a parda there. In other words, must be parda in the home. Can't the man, people that are not mahrams can't see her. So from behind the parda, they were. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu was also behind the parda. But Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair was a nephew, khala. He could go behind the parda and meet his aunt. So whilst these two personalities were there, he quickly went behind the curtain and he embraced his aunt, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he started weeping and besieging her. So this is another thing we learn, that the person shouldn't feel shy to humble himself. That there is a misunderstanding, let me humble myself, let me say sorry, and let me cry. So he went and he wept and he cried and he besieged his aunt. Now whilst he is besieging his aunt from behind the parda, Hazrat Miswar and Hazrat Abdul Rahman also began to besiege her, to speak to him and accept his apology. They said, you know very well that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the breaking of relations and said that it is not lawful for a Muslim to sever relations with his brother for more than 3 days. When they continued reminding and advising her, she began reminding them of her oath and began crying. She said, I took an oath, and an oath is a very serious matter. So now for a dini reason now, she is saying that an oath is a very serious matter. But they persisted until she spoke. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, in expiation of her oath, she freed 40 slaves. Now for breaking this oath of her, she only needed to free one slave. But this was the iman of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she freed 40 slaves, that I had broken this oath of mine. Now I'm freeing 40 slaves. Now this is what you call loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hating for the sake of Allah. When there was a misunderstanding, there was something, it was for the sake of Allah. Now when I'm freeing because of this, I'm going all out, I'm freeing 40 slaves. So she freed 40 slaves. Whenever she subsequently remembered the oath, she would weep until her veil would become wet with the tears. Whenever she thought of this, that what had happened between herself and her nephew, she would weep. Maaf was made, everything was made, but she would weep and cry until her veil, until her parada would become wet with her tears. This is what you call great, great personalities. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they loved. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes there was disagreement. But there was never any petty differences. Everything they tried to go out of their way to sort out and to reconcile. The person brings humility, it gets him so far, it gets him out of great difficulties. This humility is a great quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the great people. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody came and told him that you and your blind followers, you're doing these things and doing those things. Hazrat could have just ignored that person. He could have just wrote back a nasty letter. Anything he could have said. But to say something like that is not a small thing. A person who's making effort and working on a community for so many years, and now to call those people blind followers. In fact, they're actually learning deen, they're learning ilm. They're great people to take out the time to learn. And to call them blind followers and to address the sheikh like that is not something that is, it's not something that's good at all. But yet in a nice way he replies to that person. He said, I thank you for bringing to my attention our faults. The reality is we got much more faults than this that you have brought to attention. If you are able to find, if you are able to come across any more faults, please bring it to our attention. So these were the great personalities. They will get happy. People bring faults to their attention, they will get happy. They won't get upset. They won't stop, discontinue contact with that person. So these were the qualities. Obviously, if it was something for deeni reasons, now where the iman is going to get harmed, when you keep in contact with such a person, then deen and shariat allows you to keep away from that type of person, where your iman is going to get affected, then there's no harm. But where it's a general thing, sometimes people out of misunderstanding, then you find that these people that hated you the most, they will start loving you the most. Why he brought this quality of humility? May Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities into our lives. As we know, today is Jummah, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah salah. Try and recite Suratul Kahf, especially in these trying times. We should recite also, make it a point and encourage the family that they must recite Suratul Kahf and take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah. Ulama of the opinion, the du'as are most likely answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.